So, folks, you all remember Mark Meadows. He is the ex-chief of staff for the ex-president Donald Trump. Well, he was out there on one of those Trump networks, and he had this to say, folks.
So the magic is still there. We've been here actually working on what comes next, not only in 2024, but how we win back the House in 2022 and some of these state houses like Virginia. So it's been a very productive couple of days. I'm still here at Bedminster, as you know, but wanted to join you to talk about really a president that is fully engaged, highly focused, sure, and remaining on task.
Chief, do you want to break any news from your meetings with President Trump?
Well, we met with some of our cabinet members tonight. We actually had a follow-up member meeting with some of our cabinet members. And as we were looking into that, we're looking at what does come next. I'm not authorized to speak on behalf of the president.
Okay.
But I can tell you this, Steve. We wouldn't be meeting tonight if we weren't making plans to move forward in a real way and with President Trump at the head of that ticket.
I like it. Well, hey, you can't blame me for fishing a little bit there, right?
Okay, come on. I mean, what in the hell is he talking about, folks? Cabinet members? He said, we met with several of our cabinet members tonight. We had a follow-up member meeting with some of our cabinet members. What are they doing? Are they just sitting up there in Bedminster playing White House? I mean, I wish I could play clips here, because I'd play that clip by 50 cents where it's like, go Donnie, it's your birthday, we're gonna play president like it's your birthday. I mean, this is nuts, folks. I mean, it never ends. And what he's doing here, what Mark Meadows is doing, is he's just feeding into the QAnon, the conspiracy theories that are just rampant out there. And Maggie Haberman, for example, the New York Times, Maggie Haberman reported that Donald Trump is telling Confidence that he's going to be reinstated to the presidency by August. What's significant about August, I ask? Well, August must be the miracle month here. Evidently, it dovetails with this story by Ann Applebaum, who is with The Atlantic, folks. Take a look at this headline. And she wrote this article where it says, the MyPillow guy really could destroy democracy. In the time I spent with Mike Lindell, I came to learn that he is affable, devout, philanthropic, and a clear threat to the nation. She met him over lunch, and she interviewed Mike Lindell extensively, where he said this, which I thought was kind of interesting. He said that last January, on the 9th, he says carefully, placing the date after the 6th, of course, the big rally, going to be wild. He says a group of still unidentified concerned citizens brought him some computer data. These were allegedly packet captures, intercepted data proving that the Chinese Communist Party altered electoral results in all 50 states. So this, the article goes on to say, is a lot more elaborate than the one that we heard about with the, I can't even say it without laughing, the Venezuelan manipulation of voting machines. It's, they're trying to pick something nebulous, ethereal, like digital data, the packets, intercepted packets. We have these packets and we've looked at them. And not only that, folks, I mean, take a look at this. He actually says, he spent a lot of money, tens of millions, he told Ann Applebaum, validating the packets, and it's why he's planning to spend a lot more. Well, good for you, Mike Lindell. I'm not going to buy your damn pillows. But starting on August 10th, he is holding a three-day symposium in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, because he admires South Dakota's gun-toting governor, Kristi Noem, where the validators, whoever they may be, will be present and present their results publicly. I mean, this is just insanity. And the thing is, I know that he's nuts. We all do. Nobody really relies on digital anything these days, let alone some sort of claim about packets that have been captured. I mean, anybody can assemble data packets and put them together to make it look like something that they want. There is no trail. There is no audit trail, which is why every ballot that was cast on a voting machine has a paper trail. That's what you balance back to. You don't balance back to data packets or some crazy nebulous ethereal thing like that. I mean, it's just nuts. It's just nuts. But her point, I just want to get to her point in this whole article is this, folks. And I'm just going to read you the whole thing. And it's actually kind of an interesting point that she makes. And she goes on to say that wacky though it seems for a businessman to invest so much in a conspiracy theory, there are important historical precedents. Think of Olof Ashberg, the Swedish banker who helped finance the Bolshevik Revolution, allegedly melting down the bars of gold that Lenin's comrades stole in train robberies and reselling them unmarked on European exchanges. Or how about Henry Ford, whose infamous anti-Semitic tract, The International Jew, was widely read in Nazi Germany, including by Hitler himself. I never knew that. Plenty of successful, wealthy people think that their knowledge of production technology or private equity gives them clairvoyant insight into politics. But Ashberg, Ford, and Lindell represent the extreme edge of that phenomenon. Their business success gives them the confidence to promote malevolent conspiracy theories and the means to reach wide audiences. So I don't think that Mike Lindell's symposium that's going to be on August 8th, where he rants about intercepted Chinese data packets, will gain any traction. But what I do know is Lindell says he's a supposedly recovered addict. But if that's true, folks, all he's done is he swapped cocaine with this whole diatribe about conspiracy theories. It's a new addiction for him. You can see it in his eyes. You can see it in his eyes. Just look at him when he's up there talking, if you ever do get a chance. So the crazy continues here, folks. Trump playing White House, cabinet and all. You've got the Pillow Man and his intercepted Chinese data packets. It's all crazy, of course, but take a look at this. I just want to show this to you. Here's an article, and this is jaw-dropping. It's from Media ITE. One-third of Republicans think Trump will be reinstated as president this year. And this was printed on June 9th, and it goes on to say, a Politico Morning Consult poll conducted June 4th through 7th asked respondents, how likely do you think it is that former President Donald Trump will be reinstated as U.S. president this year, if at all? Among Republicans, 29% that said that it's either very likely or somewhat likely that Trump will be reinstated. Crazy stuff, folks. Till next time.